At this time last year, Carolina was viewed as a trendy pick for the ACC title and a dark horse for the college football playoff. What a difference 365 days can make. The Tar Heels arrived at the 2022 ACC kickoff in a position they're more accustomed to, lumped into the middle of the conference pack, largely viewed as a team that could make a bowl if things go right. Mack Brown seemed comfortable in the position of just another team. So comfortable, in fact, he said he'd like his team to be ranked even lower.
I love it because we were criminally overrated last year. So I tried to get us to be the 130th team with the expectation this year, but we're a little bit higher than that. What last year's team did really went unnoticed, the positive things they did. They beat Miami for a third time in a row. They beat Duke for a third time in a row. They beat a top 10 Wake Forest team. So there were a lot of great things we did. What we didn't do is we weren't consistent, and that's my fault.
Consistency is a point Brown and his new staff members have hammered home this offseason. And it's clear some of last season's losses still bother Brown to this day, to the point where the team's three main talking points have centered on turning around those results.
Our guys have been talking about three things. They've been talking about passion, they've been talking about accountability, and they've been talking about toughness. If we had had more of those three things last year, we could have won at Pitt, where we were in overtime against the conference champ. We could have won at NC State when we had a 9-point lead with 2 minutes left in the game. So we've got to go back and make sure that we're addressing all the little things on and off the field that we need to do to play to a standard.
The most glaring absence on UNC's roster is a sure thing at quarterback. Sam Howell is gone for the NFL, meaning Carolina is now in the middle of its first real quarterback competition of the Mack Brown era 2.0. Rising junior Jacoby Criswell and rising sophomore Drake May, brother of former UNC basketball star Luke, are the two top candidates for the job. Junior wide receiver Josh Downs, who has already been named to watch lists for the Biletnikoff and Maxwell Awards, is perhaps the only Tar Heel to generate any buzz this summer. The projected first-round NFL draft pick showed confidence in the team, no matter who is playing quarterback.
They've just been getting ready for the position, Drake May and Jacoby Criswell. I was sitting behind Daz Newsome 2 years ago, and nobody knew who I was, so I feel like it's a similar situation. I've known Jacoby since I came in here. We came in here together, so that's my dog. And I've known Drake for a while, too. So seeing both of those guys get better and being able to display their talent this year is going to be something great to see. I'm not really worried about the quarterback position, as a lot of people are, because I know we have talent there, so it's going to be good to watch.
As one of the most experienced players on the offense, Downs will no doubt be a key cog in Brown's plans for this season. But if the on-the-field talent may be more unknown than in previous years, Brown said the intangibles of this team give him confidence 2022 will be a memorable season.
It just makes me sick when our team doesn't play with passion every week. And that's what I've seen these guys do every day of spring practice. So that's why I'm so much more excited about where we are.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.